Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
It is your host, Esther. Welcome, everybody. What's going on? I want to make sure that everybody can hear me okay. So in the chat room, if you can hear me loud and clear, please put up a heart. I want to start off by sending much love out to Miss Blue, who is doing well and is holding us down offline. She is out there. Also sending a shout out to Sister Manya. Like always, you all know if you need to contact Miss Blue for readings or anything, it is question for blue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, B-L-U-E at gmail.com. Also, of course, get the Know Your Magic audio workbook, www.missblueblast.com. That's M-S-B-L-U-E-B-L-A-S-T. And, of course, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, which I know that everybody here already knows about. Also, to give out some directions to those of you who are finding your way over to the remix, if you want to log in, it is blogtalkradio.com/the remix. Go ahead and click log in and sign up. We are all in the chat room. Hey, everybody in the chat room, Griffin, Erica, La Blue, Calamar, Sunchow Ra, peace, everybody. And then if you want to call in, of course, it is 646-652-2711. So we are going to be using Twitter tonight, too. It's been a while since we've used Twitter, but we're going to do some Twitter. So the hashtag will be Remix Relationship Keys. So the hashtag is the pound sign, and it's going to be Remix Relationship Keys, all one word, R-E-M-I-X-R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P-K-E-Y-S. I know it's long, but it works. So if you're on Twitter, it's twitter.com, and then you would just type a tweet using that hashtag, and we'll see you over there, too. Also, I want to give a shout out to all the international callers and as well as the domestic people here in the United States. And, of course, a shout out to Brother Bobby and Sister Linda and their family. We are still sending love to you all. Much love to you, Brother Bobby and Sister Linda and all of your family members. Whew. All right, y'all. So we're going to dance tonight. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do some tone and linguistics. We are going to do some decoding of relationship keys. We're going to do some discussion. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I am definitely ready to get started. So how about I play some Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance, and when we come back, we're going to get right into it. All right, let's listen to some Baby Blue.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so here is our song, one of our songs for the night. So let's jam out and be back in a second.
Right.
which love you, and it's by a group called Hiatus Coyote. Lovely song. I love it. Yeah, it just kind of gets the mood right, gets the energy right, you know. And we're going to be talking about some things related to love tonight. So I thought that would be perfect for us to kind of set the tone. So we're going to get into talking about relationships because that seems to be just an ever so pertinent topic for everybody. And I know for me personally, but also for just people that I interact with, my close friends, my family, my students, you know, it's just this topic always comes up. And I think that whether you are currently in a wonderful relationship, if you're seeking a wonderful relationship, if you just got out of a relationship that wasn't so wonderful, I think that this discussion that we're going to have tonight is going to help everybody. It's going to help us to kind of understand why we choose the people that we do, why we behave the way that we do in our relationships, and help us to navigate through those, you know, relationship waters. So I got to thinking about this weekend, you know, here in the United States, it's Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of places people have barbecues and get together with family and the reflection that goes on during those times. And so specifically, really talking about, like, the wisdom that's passed down directly from our family about relationships and about mates. So, you know, those things that maybe your mama told you about how you pick a good man, or maybe your daddy told you how you pick a good man or a good woman, aunties, uncles, grandmothers, you know, those type of discussions that happen when you get the family together, or things that you might have learned growing up about how you seek out a relationship. And tonight we're going to talk about how those relationship keys have influenced us, even if we aren't aware of it. So even if it wasn't something that directly was told to you, how you could have indirectly picked up this information about how you pick out a mate or how you're supposed to behave in a relationship from those family members, from the people who have been around you. So I want to make sure that everybody got a blue pen and everybody has some paper because we are going to go through some questions, and I want to hear what y'all got to say, which I'm sure y'all going to have plenty to say once we get started. I want to also give out the Twitter hashtag. You can always use this hashtag also if you're not able to get on the lines or if you're not in the room. I will check over there. It is #remixrelationshipkeys, all one word, #remixrelationshipkeys, and that's K-E-Y-S. All right, so everybody got their paper, everybody got their pen, y'all ready to go? Okay, so let's start. So I'm going to start talking about women and the keys that we learn from elder women in our families. And it could even be people that are not blood related. So, you know, we know that family kind of expands outside of that box, okay? So what are the three keys that elder women pass down to you about relationships? So think mother, grandmother, sister, aunts, any of that, et cetera. So if your mother passed down wisdom about emotions, what did she tell you? Or if any of those women passed down wisdom about emotions, how to handle emotions, what was it? What about how to deal with obstacles in relationships? Okay? So how to deal with challenges in relationships if they come up. And then lastly, what about what you look for in a mate? So what did your mama teach you to look for in a mate? What did your grandmother teach you to look for in a mate? Or any of the other women? Okay? So I'm going to give y'all a little bit of time to answer that, and then I want you all to call in and share because we're going to go through this for women, and we're going to also go through it for men, and then we're going to talk about your own personal keys that you develop. So this has to deal with relationships, okay? So if your mama taught you about being able to cook for your mate, that might be an important thing. Write that down. Call in. So the call-in number is 646-652-2711. When you get on the line, press 1 to share. I definitely want to hear. Definitely want to hear what was passed down. So Chastity in the chat room said that she passed out being able to cook. Chastity, call in. I want to talk about that. All right, I'm going to go to the first caller on the line, calling in from area code 216. You are live on the Remix. Who is calling and where are you calling from? Area code 216.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the Remix.
Hi. Peace and
love.
Hi.
Who's on the line?
Linda.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
Okay.
My cat answered for you. That's Magellan, everybody. So Magellan and Patches are the co-hosts tonight. Just so that y'all know, y'all will hear them in the background. Y'all will hear them in the background. All right. So, Linda, what were the keys that your elder women passed down to you about relationships?
About relationships, just to give love and respect and to be patient.
Wow, that's good. Those are good keys. Anything specifically about emotions or obstacles or anything like that?
Not so much about obstacles, but emotions. I was taught not to hold your emotions in, to be truthful. In a relationship, you have to be, and to talk. You have to communicate.
Yes, that is really key. Really
key. And I also said, like marriage, they would always tell me it's like a job. You have to work on it every day.
Yes.
It is hard.
Yes,
work.
It's hard work. It's hard work.
Hard work.
Yeah. I would say all relationships are hard work, but definitely marriage. Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. I'm going to place you on hold again and go to the next caller. We're going to come back to you when we go to men, because I'm sure that they shared some information too. So thank you for calling. Please hold the line.
Okay. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Okay. Next caller calling in from area code 305. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
How you doing, Esther?
Hi, who's this?
It's Caddy. Calling from Virginia.
Caddy from Virginia. All right,
yeah.
Caddy from Virginia. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. So what were the keys that the women in your family passed down to you about relationships?
I'd just say responsibility, respect, I would say what's the word I'm looking for? It's being up front and saying what you mean.
Being up front. Yeah. Wow, those are really good. Anything about emotions or obstacles, how to deal with obstacles or any of that?
Yeah, my mother did tell me to, she told me to speak my mind when it comes to dealing with emotions. You know, she always told me just be honest about it, be upfront.
Wow. Really good. Really good. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. I'm going to have you hold the line. I'll come back to you when we go through what the men shared as well.
All right.
Okay. Peace and love.
All right.
All right, next caller calling in from area code 615. You are live on the Remix. Who is calling and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I hear an echo.
Uh-oh. Let me turn my computer down.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Chastity.
Hey, Chastity.
Hey. How are you?
Yes. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm calling from Nashville.
Nashville mm-hmm. in the house. All right.
Nashville
so what
in
were
the
keys that were passed down to you? I know you said cooking. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, cooking, clean up, and look good.
Cooking, clean up, and look good. Now, talk to me about that.
Well, I was mm-hmm. a bookworm, and my mom mm-hmm. was a really, really good cook. So it was mm-hmm. like, well, that's good that you read and everything, but you're going to have to be able to cook something or your man is going to leave you or you ain't going to never get one. It was one of the two, and you're going to have to be able to clean up. So, like, I was awkward in the kitchen at first, but now I can cook a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I had any choice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Got to get some nourishment together.
And then you said look good, right?
Yeah. You always got to be on point. Like, we got wigs to go to the mailbox. I'm not kidding you. Have to be on point with the looks at all times. Because now my mother says, you know, Mr. Wright could be passing by while you're going to the mailbox. I'm like, oh, my God.
Always got to look good. Always got to be on point because you never know who you might meet. That's the truth. Look
know.
At that. Look at that. Okay. See, anything else? Anything about emotions or how to deal with obstacles in relationships?
Not really obstacles, but I would say for emotions, I kind of picked this up without my mother or anybody saying anything, but they're really like, don't start none and it won't be none. So it's like, if it gets started, you know, don't back down. Say what you got to say, you know, be assertive, all that good stuff. So, yeah.
I love it. Did you all hear that? Don't start none, won't be none. Oh, I love that. Yes. See, those are really good. Those are really good. Thank you so much for calling
You're
in.
Welcome.
I am going to, I'll come back to you when we go through what the men pass down. But
okay.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, hold
Peace
the line. Peace and love. Oh, y'all are so funny. So I heard a lot about the, so I was kind of keeping note of what we shared. So to give love and respect, be patient, not to hold on to emotions, to communicate. A lot of you all said that the women basically taught you to speak your mind about dealing with emotions. Cooking, cleaning up, looking good, responsibility, respect, being upfront. But not a lot dealing specifically with how to overcome obstacles. And so we're going to come back to that one. We're going to come back to that because that's going to be really important. All right, so let's move on to the three keys that the men shared with you. So what did elder men pass down? So this is your father, grandfather, brothers, uncles, any men that were around you growing up or even in your adult life that passed down this information about relationships. So if your father passed down wisdom about emotions, what was it? If your father or your grandfather or your brother talked to you about what to look for in a mate, what was it? If they talked to you about obstacles and how to deal with obstacles in relationships, what did they share with you? So I give you all a few minutes. When you get on the line, you ready to share, press 1. 646-652-2711 is the call-in number. Press 1 once you get on the line. Oh, I'm laughing at y'all in the chat room. So, Calamar, I may need you to call in. Said that your mother said to wear clean underwear because you may be in an accident. I'm going to need you to call in and share. So we're doing the men now. So what were the three keys that the elder men passed down to you? So I'm going to go to, let's see here. I think you all might have already went. So if you already went and you do not want to get called on again, go ahead and press 1 again to take yourself out of queue. But if you're ready to speak, keep yourself in queue, and I will go to you. These are the three keys that the men pass down. So wisdom about emotions, wisdom about obstacles in relationships, and wisdom about what to look for in a mate. All right, going to area code 216. You are live on the remix. Peace and love.
Hello?
216. Hi.
Hi.
Were you ready to share again, Linda?
Linda, yes. My father, he always told us girls that if you get into a relationship and it doesn't work, to get out as soon as possible. Because if there's not enough love there, it's a waste of your time. And you can't get that time back when it's gone.
Wow.
Not happy.
That's very important.
Get out as soon as possible.
Get out as soon as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, especially if it's going to be abusive, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So they tend to stay in relationships that they know are not going to work. So he just taught us girls, don't do it.
Did he teach you anything specifically about what to look for in a mate?
In a mate, just as if you have anything in common with each other, to don't jump to conclusions about first appearances.
That's the key
one. Not to judge.
Not to judge. Not to judge. Very key. Very key. Not to judge. Thank
you. Have to look at that. It's the most important thing is to love each other. If there's no love there, you can tell when someone loves you or not. You know.
Absolutely.
So if you don't love each other, don't do it.
There you go. If you don't love each other, don't do it.
Get that time back. It's gone.
Absolutely.
You can learn from it, but you just have to go into the next one if you don't. It's
better to get out while you can
instead
of looking back wishing that you would have gotten out. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Those are very keys.
Father and grandfather taught us that. And my
brothers. Your father and your grandfather. Okay.
Our brothers gave us a lot of advice, too, about that. You know.
And brothers. Look at that.
That's right.
Right. Well, thank you again for sharing. I'm going to put you on hold, and I will come back to you again. Peace and love, Linda. Okay.
Peace and love.
All right, next up, area code 501. You are live in the remix. Tell us who's on the line and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Afia from Arkansas. Hey, Esther.
Hey, Afia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what was the keys that the men passed down to you?
Well, my father, I just listened to the show. I realized he didn't pass me anything. But my grandfathers, they both had two statements that they would say over and over again. Nothing really in depth. But my grandfather on my father's side would tell me, every time I saw him, don't fall for any wooden nickels. Don't fall for any wooden nickel.
Don't fall for the wooden nickel. I know that's right.
It took me a while until I got about 19 or 20-something.
Explain to those who may not know what that means. Explain to people what you interpreted that to mean.
Look, Esther, you're going to test me because I'm still figuring it out. But
I'm going to test you just a little bit.
But it basically meant a wooden nickel has no value at all.
That's right.
It is.
That's right.
So don't fall for anything that lacks value.
And it also has to do with, I used to hear this phrase a lot too, and it also has to do with the fraud because, you know, nickels are silver. So if somebody come up to you talking about they a nickel and they wouldn't, you should know, like, something ain't right. So don't fall for the wooden nickel. You know, don't fall for fraud, don't fall for just anything. Exactly.
That's right.
I love that.
And then my grandfather on my mother's side, he would tell me repeatedly, just test the brother. They didn't tell me about any qualities. He just said, test him. If he'll spend his money on you, if he'll spend money on you, and if he'll protect you, and if he will spend his money on you, then you need to perform those tests. So
wow.
That was his. from America.
Look at that. Test the brother. Yes. I love this. Oh, that is beautiful. Any other ones?
Nah, that's it. That's what they gave me to go on.
That's what they gave. That's a lot. These are some big keys. These are some big keys. Okay, well, hold the line. I'm going to come back to you when we move to the next one. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, going to the next caller, calling in from area code 678. You are live on the remix. Who is on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, Esther. This is Sandra calling in from Atlanta.
Hey, Sandra.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm just wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Look at that.
Yes.
Sandra's on the line, y'all. So what were those keys that the elder men in your family passed down to you?
I found that mine had a common theme, and there are three major ones. The biggest one that they told me is never look at what he says, always look at what he does. Because what he does is what comes from his heart versus what he says.
Look at that. Yeah.
So that was a big one. And also they told me make sure you see how he relates to his mother and his sister and his family.
Yeah.
And just the whole media family. If you see him, you know, the black sheep, and no one understands me, and I'm all alone.
Something ain't right.
Red flag. Yeah. Red flag.
Something ain't right, yeah. Absolutely. What else?
And then one that my dad always told me is always observe a man in his anger, because when he is in a relationship or in a marriage, it's always going to be augmented, so watch to see how he handles his anger.
Wow. These are some excellent keys. Yes. Whew,
that was huge. Those are the three key ones that stood out in my mind.
Very good. All right. Well, hold the line. I'm going to come back to you again. Thank you for calling in. All right. Peace and love. All right, going to the next caller. This looks like this might be from Skype. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line
Hello,
and where are you calling from? Hello, good night. Hello. And who is
Hello,
on the line?
It's Griffin from Jamaica. How you doing?
Well, hello, Griffin. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. So you calling to share some keys that the elder men in your family passed down?
Yes. The first one, when it comes to relationships, my father would say to me that if you find that you're in a relationship and you're always arguing and if you are forced to hit a woman or the person you're with, it's best you leave because it doesn't make any sense. You keep that up. My brother would tell me to always treat every woman in my life with as much love as I would give to my mom.
Wow.
So that's what my brother would tell me.
Wow, yeah.
That's when it comes to relationships. When it comes to obstacles in life, my father, he didn't really, I can't really say exactly one thing he said when it comes to the obstacles. He would always tell stories, and in his stories, sometimes you pick up these things, like, or even if you're doing something, he would tell you to, I used to walk with my head hung a lot, and he would tell me to look up and keep your head up. And just in looking in that, it's not so much a criticism. It's more like he's saying to me, you know, keep your character upright at all times. That's what I got from it. So it's one of those indirect things. So it's like in all obstacles, you can, you know, keep your character and keep your dignity. And that's, he was big on that, dignity in everything. So that's when it comes to obstacles. I learned that from him. Because I never
anything about
cool.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Why I said that, I never find Lucy's cool. So he was always do everything just calm and cool. What was your question,
So was that information shared to you also about your emotions? Was that the information that was given about how you should handle your emotions, about keeping calm and cool?
Yeah, I would say that too, because it was impersonally big to always be calm and cool. He would say you must always be calm, cool, and collective. That's what he would say. That's my dad. So that's true. Something that he impressed on me, to always be calm when it comes to your emotions and don't do anything in anger like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Excellent, Keys. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
All righty. Peace and love. I will come back to you. Please hold the line. All right, so, wow, you all shared a lot for men and women. So now I want to hear about the keys that you have developed specifically about relationships. And this could be things that maybe you've learned from your own experience from dealing with relationships, good and bad. But what are those keys that you would say you really use to define, you know, how you handle things in relationships? So what is your view of how you handle your emotions in a relationship? What is your view about how you handle obstacles and challenges in a relationship? And then what are those traits that you look for in a mate? So this is strictly based on yours. If some of it overlaps with what you shared about what you learned from the elder women and elder men, that's fine. But this is just based on what you have developed and what you would say your keys to relationships are. So, again, you can call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. If you still have your 1 pressed from before, go ahead and press 1 again to take yourself out of queue unless you are ready to share. I'm going to let my cats share because they obviously have a lot to talk. They got a lot to talk about on this topic. So I'm going to go to the first caller. I believe you are calling in for this one. So this is area code 210. You are live on the Remix. Tell us who you are and where you are calling from.
Hi, E.T. This is Calamar. Can you hear me?
Hey, Calamar. You got a little bit of static going on. There's some clicking going on.
Yes,
but we can hear you. We can still hear you, though.
Okay.
So what are those keys that you have developed?
Hi, Magellan. You answered for me. I can hang up. No, seriously, what I learned in my relationship is that I had to learn how to, like I say, stand my ground. I had to learn how to speak my mind and not allow anyone else to, you know, speak on my behalf. And that was very important to me, to learn how to be, you know, assertive.
Yes.
You know, in every aspect of my life, and also, you know, treat myself with a lot of self-love, you know, loving kindness, and have self-care and respect that other person as I'm respecting myself. However, you know, like what Griff was saying, that if in anger, I must not lift my hands to anyone. I will only do that if I'm defending myself, but I would never, ever start that situation. And I have been in abusive relationships, and that taught me that I deserve so much better than those, you know, relationships, because I don't have to tolerate that crap on anyone, and I certainly don't want to cross anybody else's boundaries, you know, to do that to them. Standing within my boundaries is very important, and respecting someone else's boundaries is important to me too. However, I do not allow anyone to cross my boundaries when I know they're mistreating me. Not anymore. I don't. Mm. So expressing myself in ways that are assertive and to help me, you know, stand strong gave me the confidence and the self-love to be able to respect that in someone else and to get out of any relationship, follow my intuition that I didn't feel that was well for me.
Wow. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Calamar.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
All right, well, hold the line.
I came a long way.
Oh, yes, absolutely from that. That is definitely. Thank you for sharing those keys, too, because they're very powerful. Okay, so hold the line, and I'm going to come back to you in a second. All right. Peace and love, Calamar.
Okay. Peace and love to you, E.T.
All right. Next on the line, this is 501. You are live on the remix.
Hey, this is Afia again.
Hey, Afia. Okay, I thought that was you. Are you ready to share again?
Yes, yes. Some keys that I picked up were, for one, just acceptance. Like, accept a person for who they are. Don't try to change them or think that they're going to change or don't make them into someone in your imagination that they are not.
That they're not,
so, accept the person for who they are.
You said don't have an imaginary mate of who you think they are.
Because you're going to continuously argue because you're making them into somebody they're not. That's in here telling you and showing you who they are, but you got some idea built up in your head about who you think they could be. So,
acceptance and
listening, acceptance and listening and really, you know, listen to what that person is saying. Because I think I had a problem with thinking that men would just talk to be talking, like, but they pretty much when they talk, they really mean something. So.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And it was something else. Let me see, acceptance. And, I slipped my mind. But, yeah, acceptance is a big thing. And knowing what you want and standing your ground, knowing what you want and
knowing what you want.
You have to know what you want.
Knowing what you want and standing your ground.
On who you are as a person, So that's it.
Very powerful. Very powerful. Okay. Well, this is beautiful. So you all are really sharing some good keys tonight. Okay, hold the line. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Okay, peace.
All right, peace. Ooh, we got some good ones tonight. So let's see, calling in from area code 305. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther, it's me again.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
You want to share some keys that you have developed yourself?
Yeah.
Sound like you in a party somewhere.
No. I'm in a laundry room right now. I'm doing laundry.
Well, the
right
laundry
now,
room is duking because I can hear music. Okay, I believe you love your laundry room. Okay, go ahead. What keys have you developed?
I would say learning to accept my mates for who they are too, and not trying to change them. I had a problem with that too years ago. I was trying to make my girl be exactly the way I wanted her to. I realized
how did that work?
There's another way to do it. You can't do that. You can't because it's so much resistance. It's not even funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I learned that most of all, most importantly, and just being open.
Being open.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Anything else?
No. I think that's pretty much it.
You think those are the two main ones? Okay.
Yeah. I can't think of nothing else. I know.
Okay. Well, hold the line, and I will come back to you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
All righty. Peace and love. All right. Next caller, you all are sharing such good ones. I got to give a shout-out to that brother for calling while he washing clothes. You know, that's serious. That's some serious remix love right there. All right, so calling in from area code 419. You are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Brother Victor from Toledo.
Hello,
and
Brother Victor.
How are you doing, Esther?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. This is so therapeutic for me. So
oh.
I just want to share. I'm going to make this real short and simple because I know there's a lot of people on there. I know from
yes.
my father, I didn't learn too much except for being a provider. He was always one that made the money. But one of the things I wish I should have learned from him is how to, you know, care for the emotional needs. But from what I learned from my mother was to listen, to respect, and something unfortunate that maybe I learned, she said that men, after they get what they get out, well, what they want out of women, they have a tendency of leaving, although my father never left my mother, but she always taught them to be independent.
Mm.
And what I've learned from the both of them, I guess, my own experiences, I try to focus on clarifying what is being observed, felt and needed in relationship and go from there. At this point in my life, I really don't have a serious relationship. One of the things I feel that I need to learn is to learn how to for a commitment, to be committed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a challenge for me at this particular time because one of the things I've been trying to learn is to discipline myself. Because at heart, I just love adventure.
Yeah.
You know, I got to learn how to balance myself.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm learning from the Remix family is to balance myself. You know, I haven't lived on my
yes.
own for so long and making so much money, I really don't have no kids. I'm sometimes mm-hmm. taking some chances that if I really had certain responsibilities, I wouldn't do.
You would not have done that, yes.
Yeah, but then again, I'm scared to do that. So, you know, I'm at that point where, like I said, I'm therapeutic. I'm learning like so many sisters and brothers have said. But that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for the honesty, too.
Okay.
Thank you for the honesty. Peace and love, Victor.
That's
hold
what
the
I
line.
Love about this show.
Yes,
be
we all 100.
For real.
All right, peace and love. Hold the line. Gotta love the brothers. He said he loved adventure. All right. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. I think I might have gone to you, but if I did, just let me know. This is area code 214. You are live on The Remix.
Hey, Esther. This is Red. And one thing my mother taught me was that you should date somebody for a couple of years before you try to marry them. Or, you know, getting a long term, like committed relationship because people can hide who they really are.
Who they are, yeah.
You should be with them for quite a while before you decide to say, I'm going to marry this person, do this and that with this person. And you also should live with them. And then, like,
So mm-hmm. they taught you that you should, what do they call it in the shack up?
So
they taught you you should shack up.
Yeah,
you should shack up before you do
before
it.
Before you marry them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beautiful. And then what about the men?
I don't know.
Did you get any lessons from any of the men in your family?
No.
Not so much. Okay.
It ain't so many men in my family. It's a lot of women in my family.
Ah, okay. And what about your own keys? What are your keys that you have developed that you would say you learned from your relationships?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't learned too much. I don't have that much experience.
So you still learning?
I'm still learning.
You still
yeah.
learning? Okay, that's a beautiful thing
yeah,
too. That's
learning.
A beautiful place to be at. Trust me. Beautiful place. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Everybody, Magellan is going off. Magellan is sharing his keys. Thank you, Magellan. All righty. So I want to now go, let's see. I want to make sure that I got everybody. And, yes, I did. Okay. So I want us to take some time to look at the questions that we answered because I find it very interesting. Now, we did get to talking about emotions when we talked about men, but we didn't talk a lot about emotions and how to deal with obstacles and challenges when it comes to lessons passed down from our elder women. So that's one thing we're going to come back to. I want to move on to our next exercise because this is going to take us a little time. So we're going to do, you all remember Mad Libs? Remember the fill-in-the-blank Mad Libs they used to have? This was probably really popular like in the 80s where they would give you a whole bunch of fill-in-the-blank things and you have to put in a word. We're going to do something kind of funky like that with with our relationship keys because these really are some of our relationship keys of life. These are things that we use, and like I said, even if it's something that you don't always consciously think about, these are things, themes that definitely affect how we interact with each other. And so I think one of the most telling things is to look at relationships that you've gotten out of and look at the problems that you've had and see the pattern and see that some of these things do directly relate to what you were taught. And it could have been that indirect teaching. And so this doesn't mean like when your mother sits you down and says, okay, let's talk about the birds and the bees and let's talk about what type of man you should look for to marry. This could be just what you observed. It could be what you observed of your mother and your father in their relationship or what you observed of your grandmother, you know, how they dealt with emotions, how they dealt with obstacles and challenges. And then you kind of took that in and you didn't even realize. So we're going to kind of go through some of that to even see, you know, how these codes and these keys have played out. So the first step I want you to do is take the keys that you use in the first three questions. So you should have a total of 7 keys of life that you've developed. And I want you to summarize those into 1 or 2 words. And so, for instance, if you said speak your mind, you can keep it that way because that's kind of short, sweet, and simple. Being open, you can keep it that way. Acceptance for who you are, for who people are, you can put just acceptance or self-acceptance. If you are talking about, you know, standing up straight and looking up and keeping your head up, you can just put keep your head up. So you want to kind of summarize those so that we get those into phrases. So that's going to be the first step. So you should have 7 of them. You should have 3 that you got from elder women. You should have 3 that you got from elder men. And then you should have your own, okay? And if you find, and I've only given you 1 for your own, you see, just 1. If you find that you don't have 3 from the men and the women, and you can fill in more of your own, that's fine, okay? So that's the first step. The second step is you're going to answer the questions using your words. Now, I am going to give you these questions, and I'll also put them in the chat. And these are fill in the blank, so they're like Mad Libs. So you're going to fill in a blank using your relationship keys, those codes that we just wrote down, all right? So question number 1, when I'm feeling overwhelmed in my relationships, I tend to use blank to get me through. When I'm feeling overwhelmed in my relationship, I tend to use blank to get me through. Now, this should be something from your relationship keys, so from those 7 words that you just wrote down from the questions earlier. Question 2, sometimes I wish I had more blank to handle blank in my relationships. Sometimes I wish I had more blank to handle more blank in my relationships. Number 3, the elder women in my family have taught me to honor blank within myself. The elder women in my family have taught me to honor blank within myself. The elder men in my family have taught me to honor blank within myself. That's number four. Number five, in my relationships, I find that I tend to choose mates who have blank. In my relationships, I find that I tend to choose mates who have blank. Number six, my mates tell me that they love blank about me. Good credit. You all are funny. Okay. Number six, my mates tell me that they love blank about me. Number seven, I am attracted to people who have blank. I am attracted to people who have blank. And then number eight, one area that I would like to improve in my relationships is to have more blank. And I'm going to read them again. And I know that y'all are playing in the chat room, but I want to make sure this is clear. So the answers to these questions should be those keys that you wrote down from the first three sections. So the keys that elder women taught you, the keys that elder men taught you, and the keys that you've developed yourself. Okay? Now, if you cannot answer them using the keys, you want to note that because that is very important. Okay? So if you're having problems answering it, you want to note that. I'm going to go through the questions again, and then I'm going to play a little music to give y'all some time to make sure that y'all have answered all the questions, and then I want y'all to call in. Okay? So let me go through the questions one more time. When I'm feeling overwhelmed in my relationships, I tend to use blank to get me through. Number two, sometimes I wish I had more blank to handle blank in my relationships. Number three, the elder women in my family have taught me to honor blank within myself. Number four, the elder men in my family have taught me to honor blank within myself. Number five, in my relationships, I find that I tend to choose mates who have blank. Number six, my mates tell me that they love blank about me. Number seven, I am attracted to people who have blank. And number eight, one area I would like to improve in my relationships is to have more blank. Okay, so I'm going to give you all a little time here to answer and play a little music for you. And then when I come back, I'm going to take callers. All right, here goes. Or maybe not. Okay, here goes.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all ready? Okay, so let me go over the questions one more time. And if you are ready to answer, 646-652-2711, press 1 when you get on the line. So when I am feeling overwhelmed in my relationships, I tend to use blank to get me through. Sometimes I wish I had more blank to handle blank in my relationships. The elder women in my family taught me to honor blank within myself. The elder men in my family taught me to honor blank within myself. In my relationships, I find that I tend to choose mates who have blank. My mates tell me that they love blank about me. I am attracted to people who have blank. And one area I would like to improve in my relationships is to have more blank. All right, y'all ready? So let me go to the first caller on the line, calling in from area code 419. You are live on the Remix.
Okay, I just went straight from my heart. I didn't try to process this or anything, so I said, number. This is Victor from Toledo.
Hey, Victor.
I tend to ask questions to try to know what my mate is going through. For the second question, I wish I had more energy and patience to go through the problems that my mate is having. For question number three was independence, just being independent. Number four, what the men have taught me is just be honest with myself. Quit bull crapping with myself. Number five was, I'm just being like extremely attractive women. I get off if they get desired by others. I know that's something I need to change within myself, look for more spiritual qualities, but I'm just keeping it real. This is what the show is for about.
I appreciate it. Yes.
And number six, what they like about me, I'm crazy. Yeah, a lot of when I come here, they say I'm crazy, I'm unpredictable, but I'm knowledgeable. What I like
about
others.
You the good kind of crazy and unpredictable? The good kind of crazy and unpredictable?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just say I'm crazy. They say, why would I do something like that when I know better? And I just get off on doing that, but I'm learning now from this late stage, I need to keep that in check.
Yes.
Number seven, I like a woman who's mentally creative and, physically conscious. Now that I'm older, I'm real old now. I'm trying to get into, just be conscious about trying to improve yourself. And what I wish for myself, which is obvious, is more discipline. Question number eight, discipline.
Yes.
Take myself before I wreck myself. So that's it.
Wow. Now, how many of those answers directly related to the keys that were passed down to you?
Well, a lot of it.
A lot of it, okay.
The three elders just focus on clarifying what is being observed, felt, and needed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm 58, and, I'm trying to really get my program together, so.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, well, thank you for sharing,
like I said, I'm
Victor.
Still learning. And I'm open, as I listen to others respond to these questions, this helps me. I hope I helped others.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, hold the line, Victor.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Peace.
Peace.
Look at that. Okay, love the brothers. All right, going to our next caller from 210. You are live on the Remix.
Oh, wow, this is Calamar again.
Hey, Calamar.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can read my own handwriting. Okay. number one, I was writing so fast. Number one, when I'm feeling overwhelmed in my relationships, I tend to use a lot of humor, lots of humor.
Mm.
And number two, sometimes I wish I had more self-love to handle. Let me get this right. I wish I had more courage to handle more independence in my relationship. Sometimes I don't.
Mm.
know how to balance being interdependent. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
Let me see. Number three, the elder women in my family taught me to honor myself with love. Number four, the elder men in my family taught me to honor my true self. In my relationships, I tend to choose mates that have no self-love. That's pretty good for somebody to talk self-love and then get new relationships. I didn't know how to balance it. I'm learning how to, work on that. Number six, my mates tell me that they love my sense of humor about me. So humor and laughter plays a big role in my life, especially now.
Yeah.
Number seven, I am attracted to people who have sensitivity. I know it sounds like almost like it's a conflict, and sometimes it is. They start off being sensitive, then you find out that's not really the case.
Yeah.
And number eight, one area I would like to improve in my relationship is to have more positivity in my life.
Look at that. Yeah. Wow. Now, how many of those related directly to your keys?
Actually, all of them did.
Perfect.
Yeah, I had more than that, but I narrowed it down like the good one I am. like the Kali Maya, so I won't, like, you know, take up the next hour on the remix, you know, like that.
No, we appreciate that, of course. No, perfect. Thank you so much for sharing, Calamar. Hold the line, okay?
Okay, thank you, Esther.
All right, peace. Perfect. Thank you all so much. All right, let's go to the next caller here. This is calling in from area code 216. Looks like you are live on the remix. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Hello? Hi, you're live on the remix.
Hi, this is Belinda.
Hey, Belinda.
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Calling from Cleveland. Do you want to share what you got for your eight answers?
Yes. When I am overwhelmed, I tend to listen to music and to meditate. That calms me down.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I wished I had more time to handle certain things in my life. It's just like the time just goes so fast for me.
Yeah.
Number three, elderly women have taught me to honor my inner self, my true self. So that when I look in the mirror, I go beyond what I see.
Yeah.
Number four, the elderly men have taught me to just to be true to myself, to not play around or pretend that I'm one thing and I'm not. To be true to yourself.
Yes.
You have to be. And to love yourself. That's another thing. I had to first learn how to love myself before I learned how to love anyone else.
Very key. Yes. Very key.
Yes. Number five, in my relationships, I choose older men, really.
Okay.
I always have, because they're more mature. I don't have time, never had time to play around these young guys. Because they didn't want anything. At the time I was growing up, they were just out there.
So yeah, you look for maturity. Mm-hmm.
Maturity, yes. Number six, my man he says he loves my eyes because he said when I look at them or him that I can actually see his soul.
Aww, that's so beautiful. Look at that. That is beautiful. Yes. Okay.
Hey, I am attracted to people who are honest with themselves. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have honesty, you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I know that from experience. But what goes around comes right back at you. in the worst possible way. Number seven, let me see, number eight.
let me see, I forget the question for number eight.
One area I would like to improve in my relationship.
Improve my relationship is to have more understanding, because, you know, people tend to change their attitudes. I mean, in my relationship, like my man, he's nice, you know, and then something happens, and the next thing I say, something, he just steps my head off. And I'm like, well, what happened that quick? So I, you know, more understanding or more time to understand what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it might be due to age. I'm not sure, because I'm 62.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think it is. I think we all deal with that.
Really? Oh,
yes. I think we all deal with that, seriously. So how many of your answers were directly related to those keys that were passed down to you or the keys that you've developed yourself?
Really, all of them.
All of them. Perfect.
All of them. I have no regret. Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your honest answers with the Remix family.
Thank you. And,
okay, hold the line. Wow. I love you all. This was great. Okay, so here's what I want to tell you all about this exercise. If you look at number eight, one area I would like to improve in my relationships is to have blank. Number two, sometimes I wish I had more blank to handle blank in my relationships. And then number one, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I tend to use blank to get me through. So number, this is not about Esther Reed and hers, happy. Number two and number eight have directly to do with those obstacles and challenges. And the reason I bring that up is because remember when we were talking about the elder women, and you all kind of touched on there with the elder men, but talking about how to deal with obstacles and challenges in relationships. So if you find how you answer number one, what is it that you use to kind of get you through those obstacles and challenges, then you kind of got the answer for how you can handle, you know, whatever you put in for number two, handling blank, or the things that you would like to improve upon, those things that you use to kind of help you get through tough times or help you get over rough times can help you with the obstacles and challenges. But I wanted to hear more from the Remix family about how you deal with those aspects. And it may come out in our next writing exercise. And since I'm just all exercised out, I'm going to keep moving to the next one because I know that we can stay on these for a while. So I know that you all saw we're going to do some toning linguistics, right? And we're going to actually break some records tonight because the toning linguistics that we're going to do tonight is actually going to be all Hindi words, okay? So we are going to do, I'm going to give you all the English words, I'm going to give you all the Hindi words, but we're going to do the words are all Hindi, no mix of English and Hindi, just all Hindi. And we're going to write about these keys that we've talked about. I've kind of summarized a lot of what you all said, so we're going to focus on those keys. And then, of course, you know, you all can add it. And I am going to give you all the instructions in a second. I think I'm going to play some music. Just to get everybody ready for the writing. I'm going to get everybody on the same page with our next exercise because this is all connected. So we are kind of building our own code tonight. We started with getting those keys and determining what they were. Now we just actually wrote out some statements about how we use the keys, and now we're going to tone linguistics with those keys. How awesome is that, right? All right, so let's play a little music to get us ready to write. And when we come back, we're going to get into toning linguistics. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. And that was Q-U-E-E-N, Queen by Janelle Monae and Erykah Badu. I know. I love it. I love that song, y'all. I love that song. We always jam it, right? All right. So, now we're about to get into our tone and linguistics, all right? We're going to get into our toning linguistics now. So, like I said, so we're kind of going through decoding our keys of life, and we started off by just identifying what those things were that were passed down from the elders, what you have used to develop your own keys for relationships. The last exercise, we went through those things that you kind of want to work on and just identify them, you know, using those key statements to really hone in on areas you may want to focus on. And now we're going to do some toning linguistics. So we're going to get creative with it, and we're going to actually write about our relationship code. So I thought about a lot of the things that you all were saying, and I actually kind of captured some of the words that you all use. So these are going to be the words that you're going to write about. And I'll give you all the exercise again because we haven't done toning linguistics in a while. So what we do here is you're going to write a five-line poem. You're going to use these words that I give you, which is actually going to be 8 words. and you're going to use the Hindi versions of the word. And you can write the poem about anything. The only restriction here, this is a form of free writing, really just to get your creative juices going. Now, the difference with this exercise is that we've been talking about the keys, so you may have some things that you really want to capture. You could think about this as writing a poem to yourself as an empowerment, or writing something that you really want to reflect back on when you need that kind of extra push to help you deal with relationships. Also think of this as a way of writing down something that you want to kind of pass down, you know, these keys, these relationship keys that have been passed down through generations, you know, from your grandmother, from your mother, from your sisters, your brothers, you know, having that written someplace in that blue ink, which always reflects the truth, you know, this is a way for us to kind of capture that. So I'm going to give you all the words, and I'm going to give you the Hindi version, and I'm going to go over it, and then I'm going to give you all some time to write, okay? So the first word, the first key that I heard a lot of you say was courage, and courage in Hindi is sahas, and that is spelled S as in Sam, A-H-A-S-A. And it's pronounced sahas, okay? So that's courage. So the first word is courage. It's sahas. It is spelled S-A-H-A-S-A, okay? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Calamar, for posting it. The second word is strength. I kept hearing you all refer back to, you know, being strong, or someone telling you that you needed strength to get through things and sticking to your guns and that type of thing. So strength in Hindi is shakti. Okay, it's shakti. And that is spelled S as in Sam, A-K-T-I. So S as in Sam, A-K-T-I. And it's shakti. Okay, shakti. The next theme was love of self, or self-love, you know, really kind of honing in on making sure that you love yourself first before you try to love others. A lot of you echoed that, so we know that this is one of those very important keys. And this is Swayam Kapaya. Okay? It's Swayam Kapaya. And this is spelled S as in Sam, V-A-Y-A-M-K-A-P-Y-A-R-A. Now, I'm going to spell it again. I'm going to say it again. It's Swayam Kapaya. It's S as in Sam, V as in Victor, A-Y-A-M-K-A-P-Y-A-R-A. Swayam Kapaya. Okay? The next word is ambition, and this was kind of indirectly referred to, and it's all about it deals with independence, which is going to be another word. But it's all about kind of being a go-getter and being able to go out and get, you know, what you need and having that drive to do it. And so ambition is maha vakansha, okay, maha vakansha. And that is spelled M-A-H-A-T-V-A-K-A-N-K-S-A. I'll say it again. It's maha vakansha. M-A-H-A-T-V-A-K-A-N-K-S-A. Maha vakansha. Ambition. Okay? Connected with ambition is motivation, right? You got to be motivated. What's the Kelly Rowland song? I would be your motivation. So this is the next word, and that is abhipurn. Abhipurn, that's motivation, and that is spelled A-B-H-I-P-R-E-A-N-A. Okay? Motivation, abhipurn. It is A-B-H-I-P-R-E-R-A-N-A, abhipurn. Okay? The next word is happiness, right? Because you all talked about being happy, enjoying life, enjoying your mate, enjoying your partner, being in a relationship that makes you happy. And happiness is prasanta, prasanta. And that is spelled P as in Paul, R-A-S-A-N-N-A-T-A, prasanta, okay? And then wisdom. And I put wisdom because I think that that's really how we capture what our elders and the people around us have passed down to us. Like I said, even if it's not directly, you know, someone sitting down and talking to you and saying, this is what you need to know about relationships, it is that information that gets passed to us in other means. And I think it's all wisdom and it's all information that we help to, you know, that we use to help us with our relationships. And so the wisdom is buddhimitta. It's buddhimitta. And that is B as in boy, U-D-D-H-I-M-A-T-T-A. Buddhimitta. Okay, B-U-D-D-H-I-M-A-T-T-A, buddhimitta. Okay, so that's wisdom. And then the last word, the last theme that I heard again and again and again was independence, knowing how to be your own person, independence. And independence is Savatantra, okay, Savatantra, and this is S-V-A-T-A-N-T-R-A-T-A, Savatantra. So it's S-V as in Victor, A-T-A-N-T-R-A-T-A. So I'm going to go over the words one more time to make sure you all have them all. And I'm also going to go over the instructions. So I'll start with the words. So the first word, sahas, means courage. Sahas. S-A-H-A-S-A. The second word, shakti, means strength. S-A-K-T-I. The third word, swayamkripa, which is love of self or self-love, right? S-V-A-Y-A-M-K-A-P-Y-A-R-A. The next word, mahavakansha, that's ambition. And that's M-A-H-A-T-V-A-K-A-N-K-S-A. The next word, abhipurn, which is motivation. It's A-B-H-I-P-R-E-R-A-N-A. The next word, prasanta, is happiness, P-R-A-S-A-N-N-A-T-A. The next word, buddhimitta, which is wisdom, BUDDHIMATTA. And the last word, Svantantra, is independence. Svantantrata. So those are your eight words. So what you want to do is write a five-line poem. And you know what? For tonight, I'm going to say, if you want to do longer than five lines, we can mix it up because you all may have a lot that you want to, you know, encode. You may have a lot that you want to write down to share. So let's say 5 to 7 lines, okay? So you're going to write a poem using these seven words. You want to use the Hindi version of the words. And, again, this is another way for you to encode those keys of life while you're toning your linguistics. And you can write whatever comes to mind. It's free writing, it's creative, and it's really honing in on those things that we've been talking about. So, of course, I'm going to play some music for us because I know we love to have yes, we need our writing music. And when you are finished, please call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. I am going to play some music. Let's see here. What we going to listen to? Yes. All right, here we go. Oh. Okay, well, it's coming. Yes, it is coming.
He's half a gram. Now it's kilos, casinos, and high fashion brands. We ball like we own the world. The only concern is you, my only girl. And when we speaking in tongues, breathing hard when I'm squeezing your lungs, keep it strong. But I gotta hit the streets when I'm done. It's joy and pain when you trying to get ahead of the game. It's f***ed up, but you never complain. You just pray I don't get killed when I hit the hood. Just another 100 mil and I'm equipped for good. No more drug wars, since the jail and shootouts. Getting loot out for lawyers and bail to get you booed out. Just me and you, all sex and twisted. You OG to you OD, addicted.
Y'all may need some more time. Y'all over here jamming, and y'all supposed to be writing. Everyone in the chat room. So I'm going to give you all a little bit more time to get through. Yeah, I can see that. I'm going to give you all a little bit more time to get through your poem. When you are done, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and press 1 when you get on the line. I'm going to play a little bit more music to help you write. All right.
Yes, sir.
are ready to share. So let me see who we got on the line. Yes, okay, let me answer a few questions first. Yes, Black Sambo in the chat room. It doesn't matter if you're having difficulty pronouncing the words, that's okay. The words are purposely in Hindi. We are toning linguistics, so just try to pronounce them as best as you can. That's a part of toning, right, is getting it down packed. So it's okay. You know, you can just try as best as you can to get it out. But we do want to use the Hindi words for this exercise. So I'm going to go to the first caller on the line, calling in from area code 646. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Esther. This is Amanda calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Amanda from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You calling to share?
Yes, I am.
Is this happy energy?
Yes, it is.
No, you did not get on the line sounding all shy and docile. Look at you. Well, welcome, Happy. Yeah, I just put you on blast. Okay, go ahead and share. Uh-huh. Go ahead and share. I can't wait to hear it. Go ahead.
All right. So my Sahasa allowed me to forgive those things from my past. For my past relationship that I do not want to relive, and I have gained apipern to speak my mind and let those around me know how I feel. Mm. For Prasanta surrounds my vibe, and my Mahavakansha attitude is not in denial, like the longest river that flows denial. I've learned to just let things flow. Buddhimenta has taught me to settle my emotions and think with my heart, and I have developed Swayam Akapaya, Shukti, and Savatantra.
Wow. Go ahead now. And you didn't want to call in. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. That was really, really beautiful. You did a good job.
Thank you.
All right. Hold the line, okay? All right. Aw, props out to Happy Energy for calling in and sharing. I'm going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 419. You are live on the remix.
Boy, you would have to get me. I'm up here sitting up here. Man, this is hard, Lord. But let me just go what I think you're going at. But,
okay.
I said for my poem, I said, for you to be you, be true, but be mindful of others, especially what you say to your sisters and brothers. I used the Hindi words. I said, Sukti Menta, Buddha Mente, Swahim Kapaya, Mahakabaya, Mahavakanka, Om Biparin, Prezanta, Buddhamente, Savatantra. By having the strength and the wisdom to love yourself gives you the ambition and motivation to be happy and independent. I think I did.
Oh, wow. So you used it all together. Oh, wow.
That was my flow.
Should I make you read it one more time, Victor? I may need you to read that one more time, you know?
Okay.
Read it one more time. The chat room wants to hear it one more time. Go ahead.
What, use the Hindi words?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Ooh, discipline. Okay. Sukti Buddhamente. Sahas Faham Kampaya, Mahakabaya, Mahavakanka, Prezanta, Buddhamente, Savatantra. And I said, by having the strength and wisdom to love yourself gives you the ambition and motivation to be happy and independent.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. That was really beautiful, Victor. Seriously.
Thank you, family. Thank you.
Yes. All right, hold the line.
I will.
Wow. Go ahead now, brothers. All right, next up is area code 216. You are live on the remix. 216?
Yes. I'm here. Belinda again?
Oh, hello, Belinda.
Hi. Okay, I find sahas in my life, I have to survive. I have to be sukti every day to renew love of self. I can't pronounce that. To survive. I have maha to sukti in my waking mornings to get through the day. I have abiprin. Abitan of self to do what I know is right for me. I find prachata in everyone. Mm. I ask my elders for wisdom every day to teach my grandchildren independence every chance I get.
Very good. Wow, that was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for sharing. Hey, hold the line, Belinda.
Okay.
Oh, you all are doing so wonderful. All right, so I am going to I'm going to read mine, and then I'm going to give you all a little bit more time because I know some of you in the chat room said that you were still working. So I'm going to read mine while you all are still working. Yes. All right. Seven Tantra was birthed when I first took my first breath. No crutch to hold on to. My prajnanta has always resided within. I live in sahas. Shakti pulses through my vein, allowing me to push through all blocks and obstacles. I thank my elders for helping to develop my mahavakansha and my abhinpurn, fostering my swehun kampaya to always be there. The ups and downs of relationships have always provided buddhimenta. There's no such thing as good and bad. There you go. So that is mine. So I'm going to give you all a little bit more time because I do want to hear those of you in the chat room who are still working on your poem. So I'm going to find something else to play for you all. Some more jazzy tunes. No, you're not getting 10 more minutes. You get a few more minutes. You're not getting 10 more minutes. All right, so we're going to listen to some more jams while you all work on that. And then we'll come back to share. Okay, here we go. Thank you. All right. We are back. The chat room is going off right now. Y'all are too funny. All right, so I'm going to go to the next caller on the line, calling in from area code 305. You are live on The Remix. Who's calling in and where are you calling from?
Hey, Vanessa. It's Caddy again.
Hello, Caddy. How are you?
I'm good. I don't have an actual... I couldn't honestly answer your question, honestly, because I'm still doing my laundry. But I just wanted to pay homage. I wanted to pay homage to you for your playlist. I'm loving that, especially that last one.
Oh, thank you. You still watch
you
it.
Really
so you're not
you
doing
jamming.
The poetry. You're not doing none of the assignments, huh?
I'm sorry, but I can't because I don't have any, like, pen and paper with me, so... I guess how to answer it, but, you know.
Yeah, you can answer. Okay, well, I'm going to give you a pass on the exercise, but this is what you can do for me. So what, after kind of hearing what we've been talking about with relationships and the different questions, like, what did you notice kind of your takeaway about, you know, how you deal with relationships or the information that's been passed on to you? Like, what have you learned tonight? What was your takeaway?
What have I taken away? That's a good one. But I would have to say, just continue being myself and staying true to myself.
Staying true to yourself. Okay. Have you not been doing that in relationships?
In the past couple of years, no, I was always the type of, I was always putting on the show. I was the type of guy to, you know, I just talk. All I did was talk just to get the girls, and you know, it was never nothing serious. It was always I'm trying to do something and, you know, say what I need to say just to get her, and then that's it. I was real selfish. I really was.
Wow. Well, that's good. So you have learned from that. That is good. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a pass on the exercise because I know that you're washing. So I will come back to you again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
Okay.
Ooh, y'all are so funny. Peace and love. Okay, so I don't think any of these people who are currently have their hands up, I think you all have already shared your poems. So I'm going to keep moving, because y'all wilding out in the chat room. I'm going to keep moving, and I'm actually going to I'm going to pass the question on that I just asked to that brother, to the rest of you, about the lesson. So what was the lesson that you all learned tonight from doing these exercises, from kind of going through all the different steps? What was the thing that you took away that you didn't already know? And you can call in and share, you know, what was the relationship code that you kind of answered that you didn't know or you had to kind of do some work on, you know? Call in and share what that was. What about how you deal with your current relationship? Or if you're looking for a mate, if you're single, this applies to you too. What is it that you're looking for? And what is it that you learn from these relationship codes that's going to help you kind of seek out what you're looking for? So call in and share. 646-652-2711 is the number. And I'm going to say if you are on the line and you already answered and you don't want to answer again, press 1 to take yourself out of queue. If you're there because you would like to answer, leave your hand up. I'm going to go ahead and go to area code 419. You are live on The Remix.
I might be in some trouble with this one. And then again, maybe it's some growth. But what I basically learned is, and what I know I need to work on, is discipline myself and really make sure I have some energy and patience and really ask those kind of questions and make sure I'm sensitive to, my mate. And just I hope my mate is sensitive to me. I'm just growing. And
yeah.
I guess that's all I can say. But like I said, I'm going to be true to myself. I got to keep it 100 because, it ain't going to happen unless I keep it real, But, work with
me,
that's all.
You said earlier that you were really trying to work on discipline, having discipline. And so how do you plan to kind of address that? Because I know you also said that you was a little wild and crazy, but that's a good thing.
how do you plan
on working that in?
Well, I'm taking Sister Blue's advice. I had a soul reading, and what I do, I'm really into my rituals. And I also talk to Brother Bilal. What I do is I try to plan what I'm going to do the next day. And just to keep it real simple, before I go to bed at night, I structure myself. I tell myself what I'm going to do, and even for, the little surprises that comes up. So, I'm basically, and I don't want to take too much time, but I'm using the tools. I use my cards. Especially during the week on Sundays, I use my Kim deck. I try to get some intuitive energies, and then I also use some logical thinking, and just try to plan, So that's what I do. I'm using the tools that, like Bruce Lee said, knowing is not enough. You must apply. So
you must apply. That's right.
Yeah, so
that's right.
That's how I'm doing it. And it's hard.
Beautiful.
It's difficult because I'm overcoming some habits, that got me into some challenges. But that's what I'm doing to answer your question. And like the one brother, I respect what the one brother said, but I had a hard time dealing with your exercises too. But I disciplined myself to try to follow the rules that present yourself. Although I wanted to be rebellious and say, "Man, I ain't trying to do this either." Because Hindi, I don't speak Hindi, But that's how you set the program up. So I'm trying to just You feel me, sister? Okay.
Yes, I do. And Victor, it's a good thing because it is a different language, to kind of go through that with. And this is one of the reasons that I love using it because this is really toning linguistics. So this is really kind of taking yourself out of your normal element and kind of putting yourself in a different, a whole different paradigm. And so even just attempting the words is a great celebration. I mean, that is something to pat yourself on the back for. But then to do it creatively and to be able to see the magic in it, to take these keys that we've been talking about and then encode them not only in our native language but also in this different vocal, that's really powerful. And so I applaud everybody. Y'all did a beautiful job. Even if you think you massacred the words, it's not even about that, It's not about that.
I hear you.
So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, peace and love to you, Victor. Hold the line. Oh, I love the brothers. Y'all crack me up. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next caller, 646. You are live on the remix. You want to share how the exercises went for you and what you took away? Six, four, six. 646 may be a little busy. Okay. All right. 216, you are live on the remix. Do you want to share how the exercises went for you and what you took away?
Yes. I love the exercises. It taught me to stop giving so much of my energy away to those who just take advantage of me sometimes. I have to learn how to stop doing that. And for me to give more of myself to my grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
Especially the younger kids.
Yeah.
Because growing up in this world, they need more understanding.
The wisdom and the understanding.
Yes,
absolutely.
And the understanding, yes, and the love, yes.
Absolutely. And what about for your current relationship? Did you learn anything that you may use in your current relationship that you have?
Yes, and I've learned my current relationship to be more patient and understanding. Which sometimes is hard to do because I've been I have been married for, 40 years now.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while. That's a long time.
Wow, that's a long time. But congratulations. That's a beautiful long time. 40 years. Yes.
Hard as a whiskey. It's hard.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, it's hard. But I'm going to hang in there, though.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's inspiration to everybody out here, too. Inspiration
really
to hear it straight from her mouth. See, 40 years. She said it's hard work, y'all.
Hard work, but I hanging in there. Well, I really enjoyed the show tonight, Esther. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
I thank you for the show tonight.
I enjoyed you all. You all made it what it was, you know.
Hey,
all right, well, hold
love.
The line, Belinda. Peace and love.
Hey.
All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 210. Do you want to share how the exercises were for you?
Hi, E.T. This is Calamar.
Hey, Calamar. Calamar, are you going to sing a song for us?
Yes.
Oh,
I
wow.
Am.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the woman I used to be. There's this shadow hanging all over me. Yesterday came suddenly. Why he has to go, I don't know. He wouldn't say no. Did I must have said something wrong? Now I yearn for yesterday. Oh, yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I just need a place to go hide on the way. I believe in yesterday. Oh, I do believe in yesterday. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, Calamar, that was beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
You have such a powerful voice. Wow.
Thank
yes.
You.
Everybody,
thank
you see everybody throwing up the heart. Yes. Now, tell me, what did that, like, mean to you? Like, what made you, you know, want to sing that? Was there something about the relationships that made that come out?
Yeah, it did. You know, my past relationships were very difficult. You know, I seemed to be the one in love, and they weren't. So, you know, that
mm-hmm.
was very, very, you know, painful to me. I didn't have any self-love really for myself. So I was attracting in many ways, you know, what I put out. So now this song is a reflection of the pain that I had yesterday. And on the other side of that pain is joy. You know, it's like a newness of life.
You know, so much has changed for me since then. I have learned so much over the years. So now, you know, by striving to be more positive, I expect greater things for me, and that includes, you know, in my relationship. So
yeah,
I don't know. It just hit me that way. You know, I reflect on the past. I work real hard not to dwell on it because the lessons are very valuable, and it'll keep me from hopefully – well, I say it'll keep me from walking into any relationship like I had in the past because I know that I deserve so much better, you know, than, you know, what happened yesterday. So
you can really hear that in your voice. You know, you could hear it just in the strength. And you know, your voice is very powerful. You really have, like, this playful voice usually, you know. But when you sing, I mean, you could hear that power there, and you can also hear the pain. You can hear kind of, you know, what you were really expressing just then. That's why I asked that. So that is really beautiful, Calamar. Much love to you. You know, I appreciate
you
so much for calling in and sharing. We done got a song from Calamar tonight.
Thank you. It's a nightmare remix. I love you. Love you. Thank you very much.
Love you too, Calamar. Hold the line. Wow, y'all. We breaking some records tonight. We got live singing on the line. We got the brothers calling in. Yes. All right, let me go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 281. You are live on the remix. Are you calling to share how the exercises were for you?
Yes. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yes. Who is this on the line?
This is Black Sambo.
Oh, this is Black Sambo. Okay. Hey, Black Sambo. Oh, you calling to share your poem, ain't you?
Yes. It's a time for me to be creative. Right now, we were talking about decoding, and I've been dealing with my ancestors. I've been dealing with the ancestors a lot. They've been really reaching out to me. I'm in a difficult relationship, complicated relationship, and I'm learning to go within to create what I want from what I desire. So
what's complicated about it?
I'm sorry?
What's complicated about it?
Your
relationship, you said it's really complicated.
Yes, the difference level, it's a very, you know, she's not conscious, so to speak. So this new transformation is, you know, difficult. So, you know, I'm learning to just go within and create.
Beautiful. No, that's really beautiful. So you want to share your poem or you want to share what you've taken away? Okay, you're going to share your poem first. That's what I'm talking about. Go right ahead.
Sahasa and Sakti, Malcolm X and Tupac me. My habakasa is to touch on my consciousness. I reflect face to face. My Savatantra has brought me this far into space. My elders reach out in return. To give me, I've been permed. Sahum, I compile. The remix is on fire. Black Sambo, you can call me Badarama. I was feeling sad, but now I'm Pasanata. 222 Badahamata.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to need you to do that again. That was so hot. I'm going to need you to do that again. Please do that again for me. That was so hot.
Sahasa and Saki, Malcolm X and Tupac me. My habakasa is to touch on my consciousness. I reflect face to face. My Savatantra has brought me this far into space. My elders reach out and return to give me Abhimpara. Saham Akampira, the remix is on fire. Black Sambo, you can call me Badarama. I was feeling sad, but now I'm Pasanata. 222 Buddha Hamata.
Wow. I love it. Oh, I love it. That was so hot. Right, y'all? Yes, y'all see in the chat room. That's what's up. Oh, I love that. You did an excellent job. Yeah, try to act like you didn't have it. You have it all. Yes, beautiful. So how were the exercises for you? Did you enjoy the exercises? You take something away that's going to help you with your relationships?
I I don't know. The relationship part, you know, like I said, I'm just going within, and you know, I've been resonating with the angels, with my angels a lot, and they, mm-hmm. you know, they've been guiding me, and I've been looking to them for a lot of guidance, and like okay. the number 222 has just told me to be creative, and push forward for my desires and the things that I want. So if it's a relationship that I want to continue to build with the person that I'm with right now, then, you know, I just stay focused on self and stay determined.
Yes, that is beautiful. That is definitely beautiful. Well, I really thank you for calling in and sharing your poem. That was hot. Yes, you getting snapped, you see?
Peace and
love,
brother.
It's your first time calling in?
Yes, it's my first
really?
Time calling in. I listen all the time.
Wow, first time caller. That's what's up. Oh, I'm so happy. I really appreciate you calling in. That is beautiful. Look at what we got.
You.
I told y'all, all type of firsts tonight. All right, brother. Peace and love. Hold the line.
All right, peace and love.
Wow, gotta love the brothers. Got to love the brothers. All right, so we're going to end with another exercise. We're not ending right now, but we're going to do one more exercise. And this one here is going to be a poem to trigger your keys of life, okay? So everyone can do this. This won't be with the Hindi words unless you want to use the Hindi words. You can absolutely do that. But this is going to be an exercise to help you trigger it. So this is perfect for those times when you're going through obstacles and challenges, or like the last caller who said that he was going through, you know, just times of confusion and kind of just, you know, complication, that type of thing. So this is going to be a poem or a code or however you want to refer to it that's going to help you to trigger and really kind of revitalize those keys of life so that you can get through your situations. So this is going to be a 7-line poem, and there are going to be some steps here. So I'm going to go through the steps. So you're going to use your 8 to 10 keys of life. So these are the keys that you developed on those first 3 questions. You're going to use those again. And you're going to use the summary, you know, how you came up with the 1 or 2 words, you're going to use those. And on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th line of the poem, you are going to do your keys of life. So you'll do those first. The first line will be 3 of your keys of life. The 3rd line will be 3 of your keys of life. And the 5th line will be 3 of your keys of life, okay? Then on the 2nd, 4th, and 6th line, you're going to describe and summarize the feeling that those keys mean to you, okay? So on the 1st line, you'll pick 3 of your keys, you'll put it there. The 3rd line, you'll pick 3 more of the keys, you'll put it there. The 5th line, you'll pick 3 of the keys, you'll put it there, okay? The 2nd, 4th, and 6th lines, you're going to describe how those keys make you feel, okay? Creatively, how they make you feel. And then the 7th line is really going to be an intent statement. So it's going to be about what you want. It's going to be about what you look for, what you want out of a relationship. So I'm going to give you an example. It's not Esther's example. This is just an example to help you see what the poem should look like. So, courage, motivation, sense of self, being independent, standing on my own 2 feet, feeling good about not waiting for anybody to do anything for me, happiness, love, motivation, knowing love will conquer all gets me through the roughest nights, wisdom, ambition, love, the desire to always better myself, to learn lessons from my mistakes and move forward. I strive for those that bring my energy higher, those that love me for me, and those that I can make as happy as I am. So that's an example of a code that's going to be used to kind of trigger those, you know, those codes that we came up with, the keys that we came up with. So I'm going to go through the instructions one more time. Then I'm going to play some music. I'm going to give y'all some time to write, and then you all are going to call and share. Again, you don't have to use Hindi here. This is all dependent on what codes you came up with, right? And here's the instructions again. So it's a 7-line poem, all right? The first, third, and fifth line, you're going to use 3 of your keys. Okay, 3 of your relationship keys. And you can mix them up and you can repeat them. Repetition is actually great in this type of poem. Then on the second, the fourth, and the sixth line, you're going to describe what those keys mean to you. How do they make you feel? And then on the seventh line is an intent statement. And that is what you want, how you want your relationships to be, what you want for the future, what you want to keep. It's really just an intent statement to kind of capture, you know, overall your relationship code. Got it? All right, so I'm going to play some music. When you all get ready, call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 to share. Let me get some music ready for us to listen to while you all are writing. Okay.
Monet, your left foot.
Maybe.
All right. So just to go over the instructions again, so this is the writing exercise to trigger your keys of life. So also a seven-line poem where on the first, third, and fifth line, you're going to use those keys, those summary words that you came up with from the last exercise. And on the second, fourth, and sixth line, you're going to creatively describe what the words mean to you, how they make you feel. And then the seventh line is the intent statement. It can be longer than seven lines. Some people have already armed me saying that theirs is longer. That's fine. So just call in and share. So I'm going to go to the first caller on the line calling in from area code 281. 281, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line? 281.
Oh.
Are you there? Hello.
Yes. I didn't get a chance to write anything down.
Oh, okay. This is Black Samba, right?
I was
you just impressed what? You still reflected. Okay. Okay, I will come back to you.
Okay.
All right. Area code 216, you are live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay. I hope I did this right. I wrote, I find courage in my waking up to a new day. I have to be strong. I also have to find motivation and happiness in everything that I do and say. What this means to me is to treat people with respect and love, for we all are one big family in the universe, whether we like it or not. I would like to keep, in my relationship, unconditional love.
Wow, unconditional love, yeah. Yeah, no, you did it right. That was perfect. Excellent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was perfect. Did that really sum up what those keys were for you? Were you able to use all of the keys that you developed in the other exercise? Did it sum it up for you?
Yes, it summed it up for me.
Perfect.
It did.
Perfect. Well, thank you for sharing, Belinda. Hold the line.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. This is 419. Are you ready to share 419?
Boy, that first song really got me going. It's 1 o'clock at night over here, boy, and I don't know if I can get to sleep now to get up in the morning.
You're wide awake. You are wide awake. I can hear it. Mm-hmm.
But let me make this short and simple. This whole night is excellent. This really has helped me. But
good.
Here's what I come up with. By being, and really I'm thinking about Bilal and Sister Blue talking about I need to focus on my feeling and stuff. So I'm going to really focus on those three sections of feeling. By being strong, disciplined, and wise, I feel organized to focus on clarifying what is being observed, felt, and needed in our relationship so I can feel clear on what I want and what you want, and I can feel confident we will be happy growing a sin. That's what I'm getting out of this.
That is major. Yeah,
Thank you.
Big. You got a lot out of it.
Thank you, Remix family. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. All right, hold the line, Victor. Wow. So you all got a lot out of this. That's great. So I want to make sure that I got to everyone. So if you are on the line and you have already gone, you can press one to take yourself out of queue. Or if you would like to share, press one again. So just want to kind of sum up what we have talked about. We got about 20 minutes left in the queue. And I want to make sure that we go through everything. So we started off by talking about those keys, those relationship keys that were passed down to us from our elders, from the elder women, our mothers, grandmothers, sisters, and aunts. And you all shared a lot that was really great. You talked about giving love and respect, being patient, not to hold on to emotions, to be able to communicate, knowing that marriage is
is like a job. It's hard work, having responsibility and respect, being up front, knowing the importance of looking good and cooking and cleaning and, you know, really having that respect for your partner. And then from men, from the elder men, the relationship keys, so fathers, grandfathers, brothers, and uncles, don't jump to conclusions, not to judge, to love each other, to get into a relationship. You get into a relationship that has problems, to get out as soon as you can. Don't fall for the wooden nickel. I love that. To test the brother, to never look at what he says, look at what he does, to observe a man when he is angry, to see how he is, to not stay in relationships where you're arguing. And then the keys that you develop yourself, the lessons that you've learned from your own relationships, to speak your mind, to treat yourself with love and kindness, the acceptance for who, accepting the person for who they are, listening to what the person is saying, knowing what you want and standing your ground, being open, needing to learn how to be committed in relationships. Learning to accept your mate for who they are and not who you want them to be. So very, very, very important keys. I'm really happy that all of us shared this because I think these are keys that we probably all, you know, have developed collectively. And then in our writing exercise, we looked at those 8 statements and we really could identify the things that were problematic, the places where there were gaps, where we might not have had answers for the questions. So when I'm feeling overwhelmed in my relationships, I tend to use blank to get me through. Sometimes I wish I had more of blank to handle blank in my relationships. Looking at what the elder women and men taught us. Also looking at how we choose mates. What are those characteristics that we look for? What do our mates tell us about us that they love us? What are we attracted to? And then what do we want to focus on to improve our relationships? And then our toning linguistics. So using those keys, that can really help you also focus on areas that you want to improve. So using the Hindi words, again, you know, tapping into our magic, knowing our magic here, and really kind of bringing it to a higher level, you know, to talk about what you want to improve upon in your relationships. And then our last poem, which is the poem to trigger those keys. So when you are going through these challenging times, when you are going through these complicated times, this is what you're going to use to actually trigger that so that you can reflect back on, you know, those things that you've learned, that you've been passed down to, the wisdom that's been imparted to you that maybe, you know, you're not paying attention to. I know how it is when you get into a relationship and you're going through problems and you ain't trying to hear all that, you know. So this poem may be an easy way for you to put it up on your wall so that you can remember, you know, courage, strength, wisdom, happiness, all those things that you just wrote about as being keys that were passed down. Now you will have them someplace where you can reflect on them. Yes. So now I am going to check in to see if anyone else wants to share their poem before we move on. 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. Oh, you all are so funny. Yes, and thank you to Calamar for singing and for all of you for sharing your poems. They were very beautiful. I also want to give a shout-out to Brother Bilal. The brothers called and said that, you know, they got a lot of help from him. He definitely did a lot of work here on the remix, helped a lot of us, you know, get through things. To shout-out to Brother Bilal. And, of course, shout-out to Miss Blue. We miss you, Miss Blue. And Sister Maya, shout-out to them as well. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to go to the next caller on the line here. And you are live on the remix. Hello. Okay, that person might have us on mute. Okay, I'm going to go back to 216. You are live on the remix. This is Belinda. Do you want to share anything, Belinda? I see you still have your hand up.
Yeah, I'm going to be up. I love the show. It was so amazing tonight, you know. I felt like a movie star.
Oh, movie star, yeah.
I feel good.
Good.
But, you
what
know,
was
it,
the main thing that you felt that really helped you, or the one thing that you felt was really good dealing with relationships that you took away?
Especially for me, my relationship, since I've been in it for so long, is that I just found myself having the courage to withstand all the problems and the blockages to get through it every day. Because when I was growing up, I don't know, it's like I was taught one thing, but I really didn't heed all the things that my parents taught me.
Did you feel like you were taught it directly, where you were like sat down and told like, this is what you're supposed to do, this is what you're not supposed to do?
Not in so many words. We sat down, but it was mostly look and observe.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, observation. Mm-hmm.
Observation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Which it wasn't that bad, but it's like I always thought of myself as, you know, tough, like, well, you got to get married before you have children. You got to do this, you got to do that.
Mm.
And it wasn't like that. It was just the opposite of that when I was growing up.
That's
like
really key. Yeah.
Yeah, well, like a bit confusing, but with the heartbreaks, whatever, I got through most of it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, it's always a learning process every day. It never ends.
It never ends.
Always
this
something
is
new. New. And you're never too. You're never too old to learn.
So what have you done to, would you say that you are being more conscious about kind of sharing these, you know, relationship keys, these kind of jewels? Are you being more conscious about sharing these verbally with the young women around you and young men around you so that, you know, it's kind of, I'm not going to say that I'm against observational learning, because we learn so much through observation, you know, especially as children. That's how we pick up some of the main things we learn about life. But when it comes to, like, these type of things, it seems like there definitely needs to be more discourse around it. So do you feel like you're kind of paying more attention to that and sharing that wisdom with the people that you're able to touch now?
Yes, with me, it's more, I do more talking, especially with my daughter and sons. You know, I try to talk to them try to teach them things. Not so much observation now since they, you know, but I just said to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah,
It has to be a hands-on process with my kids. You just can't.
A hands-on process, yes.
I mean, they always say that, tough love. They always say, well, it's tough love, but you see, I have to be that way sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I try not to make a mistake of going overboard, but sometimes you just gotta knock them down.
Yes, absolutely. I know exactly what you mean.
Lord, I hate to go there, but I just have to, even now. And even now they're growing and just gotta catch him in a collar sometime.
Maybe we'll do a show about that, about how parents can communicate with their grown children, how we can do, you know, the codes back and forth. I find that it's very, I find for me to talk to my parents now, it's a very enlightening conversation, you know, because I can definitely see the things that I learned from my childhood of how I viewed them, and now as an adult, you know, speaking to them, adults to an adult, it's a difference. But I appreciate that, you know, type of kind of discourse that we have, because now it's really open and we can kind of talk about those lessons and talk about, you know, me being hard headed and me trying to do stuff my own way and get yelled at. So it's good to have that type of open, you know, communication with your parents, no matter what age you are, you know?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, both of my parents are gone now, but I try to take what I've learned from them to teach not only my children, but my grandchildren, because they are so hard-headed. They are, ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's
I don't even
beautiful.
Know where these little spirits come from. They so I'm like, do they belong to? We're still in the same family.
That is beautiful. Well, yeah, thank you for sharing, Belinda. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Hold the line.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like this is a Skype number. I think I went to you earlier. Peace and love. Who's on the line?
Hey, Esther. It's Griffin.
Oh, hello, Griffin.
Yes, Esther. How are you doing? Yes. I wanted to share what I took away from the exercise.
Uh-huh.
And I also wanted to make an attempt, not at the ending point, but the last one.
Okay.
What I really took away was this. Love has definitions for so many different people, but what it means for you is what is the most important thing and should stand above everything else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the main things I took away from it. Also, to really say that some of the things that you take for granted, like sayings that your people would tell you, how much it really operates in your life, even if you don't realize that you're really working with this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's two of the things I really took away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and try my point.
Mm-hmm.
Let me clear my throat. All right. All right. I hold my head up. Why? Because I know my love is more than just a label or a tag. I hold my head up because I know what I want, even if it does not answer any of your questions or fit any of your definitions. In between any of your comfortable lines or descriptions. I hold my head up because I know my love is strong, with a gentle power evident in the warmth of my arms and the feel of my touch. I hold my head up, living a new story, learning from the old one, and remembering always that misery will love company, so keep your own company. Your own counsel in which you should trust. I hold my head up as I do not stand alone. I am a reflection of all my ancestors as their power flows in my veins. Their skills are my own skills. Their wisdom is my own. I will hold my head up with the wisdom, with the words of wisdom, entrusted solely in my heart's prescription. That's my little poem there.
That was beautiful, Griffin.
I'm not really much of a poem, but
it's more like a code.
But, you know.
It's kind of like a code to trigger some things. So holding your head up,
yeah.
So how will you use this when it comes to your relationships?
In terms of relationships, I look at relationships very broad. The first one I really start looking at is the one with myself. So when I start looking at myself in the mirror, I realize that I have to be able to hold myself up with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can still look in the mirror and know that this is who I am. I'm comfortable with myself. I don't really have to be living a life designed by anyone else but myself.
Yeah.
So in that relationship, that's what empowers me there. It also empowers me to have the courage to know that, you know, there are times when as a man you love the people you love and you're actually afraid to express it. Well, for myself, I can speak for myself. Like to kiss mom when you're leaving for work and say, hey, mom, hope you have a great day. Simple things like that.
Wow,
and those
yeah.
things create some of the lasting moments that you forever treasure, you know, when you live your life. So that's how that empowers me to, you know, move forward with those things and stuff like that.
Wow. That is beautiful. That is very beautiful. Anything else you want to share about any of the exercises, about your keys of your relationship, anything that you learned that shocked you or things that you did not think of seeing kind of when it deals to relationship keys, things that were passed down from elders, et cetera?
Yeah, one of the things that shocked me was how a lot of times I myself would say, oh, I'm not like, for example, I'm not like my father. And in truth, in fact, I'm very much like him.
Mm. Wow.
So that's one of the things that shocked me to say, well, how is it that, you know, over the years we don't get along, we have all these different things, but at the same time, at the core of myself, a lot of things he taught me, I still hold dear, irregardless of how things played out in the past. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that kind of really woke me up there.
Yeah. A good revelation. It makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in to
share.
Thank you. Hold the line. Peace and love, Griffin. All righty. Well, Remix family, it has been a true delight tonight. I had a really good time with you all. I learned a lot. I think we shared a lot. Even though some of y'all chickened out on the Hindi words, never fear. We will have plenty of toning linguistics to go through to get that back up. Maybe that was a lot. I know we haven't done it in a while. So maybe next time I will allow some English words in there. We'll see about that. But definitely had a blast. Loved all of you all sharing, especially about these relationship keys. Again, a topic that's also pertinent, something that we all have to deal with and something that, you know, we can all keep learning lessons from each other about things that we kind of carry with us, things that we've learned from those that are important to us, and things that we want to hone in on to change and to improve. Really good share, everyone. I love you all. Shout out to Miss Blue, to Sister Manya, to Brother Bilal, to Brother Panic, to everybody out there listening, everyone in the chat room. I think we're going to close out tonight with the song that we started with, the Nakamura, Love You, because that's really what it's all about. It's about loving you so that you can love others. So we're going to close out with that. Peace and love, everyone. Everyone, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you all soon.
testify, I'll see you and I. Honey, don't you know we do? We'll pull love in through this lie. Honey, don't you know we do? We'll pull down. Oh, wait, love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love
family. Peace and love. See you all next week.